Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, co-sponsors CMC Capital, Brandon Holdings Company, and Central Energy Limited have reached financial close on two 49.9 megawatt photovoltaic projects in Hungary. On our third-party news tracker, in the project and export space, partners in Mozambique LNG, the $20 billion gas project led by Total, have reportedly received a $2.25 billion guarantee from the government that it will pay the state oil company's equity share if required. Khafre Minerals says financing plans on its Tulu Kapi gold project in Ethiopia remain on schedule for closure in October 2020 despite the COVID-19 crisis. The Export-Import Bank of India will extend a $100 million loan to Sri Lanka to help finance the installation of solar rooftop systems on government buildings. And the EIB has agreed a $12 million loan to support priority water investments across Barbados. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news offering, commodity-linked Russian corporates in a preemptive strike against future liquidity issues have increased their appetite for internationally syndicated financings, as well as the local bond market, despite an uptick in cost of debt in the COVID-19 epoch. But going forward, according to sources, bank margins will become even more uncertain. Over on our third-party news track service in the commodity finance space, Vale Canada, a subsidiary of Brazilian miner Vale, has agreed to sell a 20% stake in the nickel producer PT Vale Indonesia to state-controlled PT Indonesia Asahan. Texas-headquartered oil and gas group Ring Energy has entered into a new amendment to its $1 billion senior credit facility, which reduces the immediate borrowing base from $425 million to $375 million. And Switzerland's Attorney General's office has opened a criminal probe into commodity miner and trader Glencore over allegations it failed to have measures in place to prevent corruption in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance space, on our essentials news front, the International Financial Reporting Standards Interpretations Committee voted on the 16th of June to approve further investigations into supply chain finance. The committee will now embark on a full review of the accounting rules surrounding trade payables. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, the EBRD has agreed to provide a $200 million financing package to National Bank of Egypt for trade and for on-lending to companies impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. And WeTrade, the blockchain-based trade finance startup, jointly owned by 12 European banks, has reportedly laid off around 50% of its staff, representing more than 12 employees. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.